Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Thank you, Lord. When I can't see my way,
oh, God,
you make a way.
You make a way.
I just keep on.
Another blessing. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight and we give him glory, we give him honor, and we give him praise because the Lord will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He is always with us. He's always going to be there for us. Another blessing. He's a blessing to us all the time. So we want to thank you so much for tuning in. We know that you have had a wonderful day, and we trust God and believe in God and know that God is real, and we know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above anything that we could even ask or even think about. So we just bless the Lord tonight, and we give him glory tonight. I know that today when you rose up, I know you was telling God, thank you. For another blessing, another day that you can call on his name and you can give him glory, you can give him honor for what he has already done in your life. So, because truly, he's an awesome God and he's able to keep us from falling. So we are glad to have the Lord in our life on tonight. Come on and give him some praise.
Hallelujah,
on tonight.
Hallelujah,
he is worthy.
Hallelujah.
We trust the Lord with all of our heart. We don't lean to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we are acknowledging him because he's able to direct our pathway. And we can say another blessing. He has brought us through. He has carried us through. And he continues to carry us through. And thank God for healing and deliverance.
Amen.
Oh, my God, when we thought that we wasn't going to make it out or make it through,
hallelujah,
our body may have been aching with pain or whatever,
hallelujah,
but God, he's seen us through. And so we give God glory and give him praise and give him honor today for just giving us another opportunity to be able to call upon his name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God glory and give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Out there in radio land.
Thank you, Lord.
We are excited about God and we
Thank
are excited
you,
about what he is going to do
you,
tonight on this broadcast.
Thank
Amen.
You,
and this
you,
hour that we have to share with you, we are
Amen.
Believing that God is going to speak.
Lord,
we are believing that God is going to move. Hallelujah. And we give him praise and we give him honor right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, and we are the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia. And our awesome leaders is Archbishop Ruth Smith, who is our co-founder, and our senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. And our worship leader is Pastor Sakri Osler.
Amen.
And Tina Quinn is our youth pastor. So we just want to thank God for them and thank God for each and every person that is a member of the Light of the World.
Amen.
And we want to thank God for each and every one of you that has tuned in to
Amen.
This broadcast
Amen.
On tonight.
Amen.
Whatever you need, God's got it.
He's
got it, and he will give it to you. Amen?
Amen.
He will bring it forth, and you will be able to have that testimony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another blessing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
When I look back over my life,
Hallelujah.
I can see that
Thank
God
you,
has
Lord.
Brought me
Thank
through
you,
a many blessings
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Every time, no
Amen.
Matter what it may have looked like. It
Thank
may have
you,
looked
Lord.
Like trouble. It may have looked like it was something good. It may have looked like something bad. But I tell you what, God was the one that brought me to it, and he will bring me through it.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. So you got to trust God and believe God and know that God is able. And even with this virus that's out here, I want to encourage you as men and women of God, and maybe there's someone that is listening in, that don't know God, but I want you to put your trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Because he is able to bring you through.
Yes.
Maybe you have been having some problems yourself or some of your loved ones, but I want you to know that God knows and he is going to bring us through.
Amen.
Amen. So come and give God glory and give him praise for what he's going to do on tonight. I want you to know that we are open at the Light of the World. You can join us for services by coming out to our service at 9 a.m. We have Sunday school, and also at 10 we have our regular worship service. So come on out and share with us. If not, you can watch us live streaming.
Amen.
Every Sunday morning, and also every Wednesday at 7, and also during the weekdays.
Amen.
You can catch us live, recorded messages on the YouTube during the weekdays. So we want you to continue to stay informed about what is going on at the Light of the World. And we are so happy that you have tuned in with us.
Amen.
On tonight. Amen.
Amen.
We have an awesome man of God that is going to bring the word to us on tonight. And he is just been doing a lot of work. And let me tell you, he and one of our friends, Minister Randolph Ford, and what's his name, Deacon Carton, they was down at the center this week. Deacon Carton was showing them how to ride the bike and everything, and I was over to the side just praying, Lord, help them, don't let them fall off the bike. But let me tell you, they was good sports out there, and Minister Ford, he was ready. He was ready. He was decked out. So I'm going to have to get my husband all decked out. He's going to have to get some gear to get ready to be riding on the bike. So we want to praise God. But, you know, life is about fun, too, and we have to learn to have fun. So they was having themselves a pretty good time out there this past week. Friday, I believe it was, they was having themselves a good time. So it was just awesome. And I really want to ride the bike myself. But, you know, right now I'm just a little bit leery about it. I ain't got to it yet, but I like to look at them. I like to look at the bikes. I love them, actually. But I want to encourage you, as men and women of God, please take some time and have some fun. You got to have some fun in this life. Amen. So we thank you so much. But Pastor Butterfield is going to bring the word on tonight. It's been an awesome week and an awesome weekend, and we just thank God for what he is doing. And I believe that he has a word in season. This man of God, he studies, and he know how to teach the word, he know how to preach the word. And I believe that he has heard from the Lord and that he has a word for us on tonight. So I want you to go out and get your Bibles and get pencil and paper and get ready to listen to the word and take some notes and everything, because my awesome husband, Stephen Butterfield, is going to bring forth the word. He say his topic is Unlikely Hero, Unlikely Hero. And he's coming from Judges, the 6th chapter, Judges, the 6th chapter, 11 through 16. So go on and get your Bibles and turn to there. And I want to welcome Pastor Stephen Butterfield as he comes forth with the word.
Amen, amen. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. We are so excited for another day God has spared us.
Amen.
And I thank God for his mercy and his grace. We are here only because of the mercy and grace of God. And we give him praise, honor, and glory, because truly he is worthy.
Amen.
To be praised.
Yes, yes.
Let us go to our text tonight, Judges, the 6th chapter and the 11th verse. And this is familiar scripture, but don't let it become too familiar that you miss what it's trying to tell us tonight.
All right.
So I'm reading the King James Version of the Bible, and you'd find these words recorded, Judges 6 and 11. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat upon an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, and these names I might not be able to call, and his son Gideon thrashed wheat in the pine, in the wine press, to hide it from the Midianites.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I think that bears repeating. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all of his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken and delivered us unto the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go into this thy might, go in this might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you this day, oh God. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We ask you, God, to use my mind, oh God. Use my thought, oh God. Use my words, oh God. Use my intellect, oh God, to demonstrate your word. But most of all, use your Holy Ghost power, oh God, to project this word to the person that needs it tonight.
Yes,
oh God, let them know who they are in you. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give it all up to you. We decrease so you could increase. And let your will be done tonight, that souls are edified, inspired, and encouraged. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God tonight for this scripture. And I have a very, maybe a peculiar topic for you tonight. Unlikely hero. Unlikely hero. Now, a hero is a person who saves the day. A person who comes to your rescue. A person who does things to help out, to deliver, to rescue. And a lot of times the hero that we have seen always have superpower. They can leap tall buildings at a single bound. They can run through troops and they can run faster than a locomotive. They can do a lot of things that are supernatural.
Right.
So we don't just call them hero. We call them superhero. But I want to talk to you tonight about unlikely hero. And I want to let me interject this, that if you are born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, you are
super hero.
Hero. You are not dealing with your natural power.
That's right.
You are dealing with supernatural power, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
All right.
And so as I began to meditate on this word, I couldn't help but think about Congressman John Lewis.
Yeah, Yeah.
I couldn't help thinking about how this awesome man was barely 5 foot tall.
Yeah, yeah.
A little man of stature. But he brought the whole world to a standstill on Friday.
Yes, yes.
That we all stood still to listen at what everybody had to say about this awesome man who is short in stature, was not born to somebody of high prestige. Mm-hmm. He wasn't born to somebody who had it going on.
Right, right.
He wasn't born to somebody who had means and anything like that. He was born to some sharecroppers.
Sharecroppers.
I mean, his family was reaping or carrying out somebody else's stuff, rather than their own.
Yeah, that's
weird. And so they called him Martin Luther King Jr., the late Martin Luther King Jr. called him the boy from Troy.
The boy from Troy. Yeah.
The boy from Troy, Alabama, who was raised with several siblings, but he desired something different.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me that during his early age, he was when everybody would go to the field to reap the crop or to sow or to plant or whatever they had to do, he would hide underneath the porch and wait for the school bus to come because he heard his mother said, if you get something in your head, if you learn something, nobody can take it from you.
My Lord.
So this young man at an early age had a desire to do something with his life. He didn't just want to be on a farm. He didn't just satisfy with being a farm. You know, I remember my mother, because my grandparents had their own farm and everything, and my mother told my granddaddy that, listen, ain't no future in grass. So she moved to Nassau and started working on a naval base.
Okay.
Because she wasn't going to be just in the fields working. And so John Lewis had the same mentality. And then because of his desire for the Lord, he was saved at a young age.
Right, right.
He always would listen to the radio and hear some preachers. He heard one day Martin Luther King Jr. and heard this idea about civil disability. It grabbed a hold of him that there was something, that there's something he can do. So he heard the call on his life, even as a child, to do something great. Even though he was from a place where hardly nobody knew. They had 7,000 people in population when he was born. A small little town, but he felt deep down inside of him there's something that he can do. And so he was encouraged. And because what I want to let you know that today you are called.
Yeah, you're called.
You are called for something great.
Yes.
And so Congressman Lewis reminds me of Gideon. He was in a tribe that was the least of all the tribes. They had 12 tribes. His tribe was the least. And he said that he was the least in his father's house. Good Lord.
Wow.
You can't get no lower than that. but he was called. And so I want to let you know tonight, I want to encourage you that you might be an unlikely hero because it don't seem like you got it all together. It don't seem like you're equipped to do some stuff that you're asked to do. But I came to destroy that thought in your mind to let you know that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think according to the power that works in you. You can do it tonight. So you might think yourself as an unlikely hero. Gideon find himself in a place. This was a time when Israel had disobeyed God again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He brought them out of the flood. He brought them across the Red Sea. He brought them across the River Jordan. He done great miracles. I mean, manna from heaven. He got quails. He brought them everything they wanted. He stayed with them as a pillar by night and a pillar of fire by day. He watched them. He looked over them and gave them everything they need. And still,
mm-hmm.
when God gave them the land that he promised them,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
drive out all the enemies.
Right,
put
right.
them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of them doing what God say, they turn back.
Turn back.
And start worshiping
idols. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first commandment, have no other God before me. So
yeah.
Israel was in a
mm-hmm.
bad state.
Yeah,
so
bad.
God had them under punishment.
Mm-hmm. Lord. Yeah.
When you look at this pandemic, do you feel that there's some kind of punishment
mm-hmm.
being made? Because the Bible said, and we all been saying, that the answer to this is,
mm-hmm.
if my people... who are called by my name will
humble
themselves
and
pray.
Pray,
turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. So we can understand now
mm-hmm.
where
mm-hmm.
Israel was.
Mm.
And so they had turned their backs against God and began to worship idol God.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand how you can think that something that you carve out of a stone, something that
right.
you carve out of a wood,
mm-hmm.
got power.
My Lord. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't take it
mm-hmm.
nowhere,
mm-hmm.
it ain't going nowhere. If you don't, oh my God, even if we, and you could laugh, but
mm-hmm.
if some of us have, make our children.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Yeah, yeah.
Some of us has make our God our job,
yeah.
our God. We have people now who,
mm-hmm.
since the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
cannot come to church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but they can go to work every day. They go because now God is showing them who your God is,
mm-hmm.
demonstrating that who your wherever your love is, that's where your heart.
That's
wherever
right.
your heart is, that's where you're gonna be at.
That's right.
And so we see today where we are challenged for the real saint
mm-hmm.
to come forth.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know that your God, your job ain't your God,
right.
you want to please God first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know some people have underlying condition, and I don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about those people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about people who are going every day to Walmart, to Kroger's, to the job, and
mm-hmm.
they ain't concerned about getting caught with nothing.
The gym.
But they going to the gym, they going everywhere, but they won't come to the church house.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the one I'm talking about. We have forgotten who our God is.
My Lord.
We are serving everything
but
God.
Mm-hmm.
And during this time, we got to be so careful. Because this thing can be caught you. You can think you're doing everything you're supposed to do, and bam, there it is. And the mercies of God is the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't got no vaccine. They ain't got no cure. And so it's the mercies of God. But how many times we have turned our worship to Baal instead of God? We have turned the love that everything that God has done for us, we've turned it
mm-hmm.
to what God has given us.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of us loving the giver, we're loving the gift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we begin to worship the gift. We got the car. We got a home. Oh,
things.
No, my home.
Things.
We just want to worship things.
Yeah.
And guess what? If you don't make the payment on that thing,
they're going to take it.
Oh my God. So how can you serve something that
mm-hmm.
takes you to maintain it?
My Lord, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm so glad that the God I serve.
Thank you, Lord.
He the one take care of me. I don't have to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Who? What? Why would you serve a God you got to take care of?
Mm-hmm.
You got to make payments on.
Wow.
You got to, if they want to go somewhere, you got to carry them. Oh, my God. And so we see Israel is at this point where they forgot what God has done. So God put them in captivity at the Midianites.
Mm-hmm.
And the Midianites just took everything they had. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had a place to stay. They had to go in the caves.
My Lord, yeah.
And, mm-hmm. and you know, back in those days, wine were like drinking
mm-hmm.
water.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gideon and his fathers then were in the wine press and hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Making wine on the side
mm-hmm.
to make sure they have something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
But God called him while he was hiding. Where were you when God found you?
Yeah.
where were you when God, was it on the nightclub?
My.
Was it in somebody's bed?
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh.
Jesus.
Where were you when God found you? We see that God found Gideon
hiding
in the wine press.
My.
And God began to prophesy to him. And so just like Congressman Lewis, God came to him and put a mandate on his life.
On his life. He received it.
Hmm. That racial injustice cannot be tolerated.
My Lord.
You can't be able, and when God puts something in you, sleep don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Food don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
They told me, they tell me that God had these people equipped to do what they did. And so Gideon was hiding. And so I want to leave you 3 points tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That you, in order to be an unlikely hero,
mm-hmm.
three things you have to do. The first one is ignore your natural abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore your natural abilities. Number two, accept what God said about you. And the third one, do what he tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
To become an unlikely hero, meaning naturally you don't seem to have any superpower.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have no extraordinary thing. You're somebody of seem to be a low degree. Gideon was a man who felt his own self. His own view of himself.
Right.
Now, God came and told him what he thought of him.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have God has told you, you are a royal priesthood,
mm-hmm.
a holy nation, a chosen generation. You are a lively stone. You are my child.
Mm-hmm.
And when circumstances come to you,
mm-hmm.
you begin to see yourself as nothing.
Right.
To the problem, because all you're looking at is your natural ability.
Mm-hmm.
Fear would overtake you if you look at your natural ability.
Yes,
but we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. And we're more than conquerors, not because of our natural ability, but the power that lies in us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So first you got to ignore your natural abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Gideon began to say, listen, I am from the smallest tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Right.
You said, I'm going to do
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
No. Let me give you some information. Like God don't know. And that's how we do God.
That's the way we do.
God tell us to go start a business.
Mm-hmm.
We go to God and say, listen, let me tell you. I ain't got nothing
mm-hmm.
in my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
As if God don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like he don't know
what you got.
Right.
But we got to understand God tell you to go start that mission,
mm-hmm.
you're going to tell God what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell God tell you to start a mission for young teen moms.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, well, listen, I wasn't a good mom myself,
mm-hmm.
so I can't help nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at your natural abilities. But I'm here to encourage you tonight
mm-hmm.
that the same God who called you has already equipped you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the Almighty. To do what he called you to do.
My Lord. Yes.
So ignore your natural ability.
Mm-hmm.
The devil told me when I was writing my book on marriage, the journey.
Mm-hmm.
He said, how could you tell anybody about marriage and you had two failed ones?
My Lord.
And the Lord began to tell me that's you're the one who to tell somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You done seen the good and the bad and the ugly. You can encourage somebody. You can help somebody. So we can't look at our natural state
mm-hmm.
and think that God can't use us.
That's right.
So we got to make sure. And Congressman Lewis did not look at his stature, his height. He didn't look at his education. He was able to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't let college be his main thing. He wanted to fulfill the mandate that God put on his life. So ignore your natural abilities. Then the second thing is you got to accept what God said about you. Accept what God said about you. In verse 12, God told him, says, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor.
Mm-hmm.
You say you're not a hero.
My Lord.
And now God called you a hero.
God said you are.
God said you're a hero.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to accept what God said about you. You can't talk about where you were born. Oh, I was born at the birth of a drug addict. I was born to a prostitute. I was born to. I was raped. I was whatever. Whatever you were born, God knew where you were going to be born. It was the plan of God, so He can put what He wants to in you.
Right.
Oh my God! So you got to accept what God said about you. He said you are a man of valor, mighty man of valor.
Mighty man of valor.
You are a hero.
Not a zero.
You are a hero, not a zero. And as soon as you accept what God say about you,
mm-hmm.
doors begin to open.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the life of John Lewis, at the age of 20,
mm-hmm.
he was able to organize
mm-hmm.
the march
yeah.
to self.
Yeah.
Dr. Martin Luther King told him, go ahead.
Yeah.
Because when he accept what God give him, now everybody around you going to identify.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They're going to know that, hey, this is his job.
That's
this
right.
ain't mine.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King could say, I'm the big dog, so
mm-hmm.
I got to know. He'd tell him to go.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
John Lewis began to go to cafeterias and just do sit-ins. And what he used to do is, you saw the backpack that he had on him
mm-hmm.
in a trench coat?
Mm-hmm.
He was dressed for it. You know what he had in his backpack? Something to read, an apple, and I forgot the other thing. He was prepared that when they got to jail, he's going to have an apple.
Uh-huh.
He has something to eat.
Something to
eat. And so when he accept, and so when Gideon began to accept what God said, before you know it, Gideon went, because they had been, created all these idols with Baal that they had to worship. Gideon went down there and he began to trample and destroy the altars of Baal.
Mm.
Everybody was so scared and so nervous. Oh my God, he's going to die.
Mm.
He come against Baal?
Mm.
And so God is so great
mm-hmm.
that when he assigns you to do something and you accept his assignment,
mm-hmm.
he covers you.
That's right. He's right there.
Nobody can touch you.
Mm-hmm.
When God has planned something for your life, when you accept it, now if you don't accept it, you're going to be bumped here and there and all around till you come to your senses. But when you accept it, God began to put a, you know, back in the day they had a bird man, they had a force field that when the enemy tried to shoot them, he would just put this shield around them. That no matter what was fired on them, it would never affect them. Like the scripture say, well, no weapon formed against you to prosper. So being a superhero, when you accept the will of God, things will work in your favor. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened was when Gideon went and destroyed the altar, they began to, we know who did that. And the devil know who you are. When you stand up for God, the devil knows who you are. He worried about you if you ain't doing what God say. All this time that things were going on, they didn't even consider who Gideon was.
Right, exactly.
He didn't consider who he was. But when he accepted what God said about him, now he stood up as a man of valor. He began to go and then pull down everything that was against God. So what we have to do in our homes, schools, and our job, anything that's not like God, we ought to pull it down.
Yes, pull it down.
Pull it down. If it's our thought,
pull it down.
Pull it down. Mm-hmm. The weapon of a warfare, not
carnal,
but
mighty through God to the pulling down
okay.
of the stronghold.
If anything exalt yourself against the knowledge of God, we got to pull it down. And so as soon as he began to destroy the altar, the enemy rose up and said, we know who did that. And Gideon now, who was a timid person, did not run back into hide.
Wow.
He came and faced it, oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
And because he did, God allowed his father to ask them a question. He said, now if Baal is so great, why don't Baal defend himself?
Right.
And you know Baal ain't showed up. So he was set free. And so then he began now to get some confidence. You know, when God worked one miracle for you, it adds some confidence. And so he had confidence now to just do the will of God. It doesn't matter where you were born. It doesn't matter what just accept what God say you are. You are his child. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
That's right. That's right.
He said, I will supply your every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He said that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength.
Yes.
He tells you that I cause you to win.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. You can't lose if you try. He said, I cause you to triumph. It's a fixed fight, y'all.
Wow.
So don't be moved by the devil. Accept what God say about you, that nothing can come nigh that dwelling. And the worst thing that can happen to you in this life is death. But that's the best thing for a saint. So you can't lose. You cannot lose. Hallelujah. And so what we got to do is we got to make sure that we accept what God said. What God said about us. And then when we do that, we got to just do what God say do. Gideon had, he began to number the people. He had 22,000. Now the Gideonites, the Midianites, were so many. They were like grasshoppers. I mean, they were you couldn't even number the amount of Midianites. And so Gideon began to count up his soldiers, and all he had was 22,000.
Wow!
And guess what God said? That's too much.
Too much.
I mean, that sounds ridiculous, but you got to do what God say do. It went down to 10,000, and I'm sure Gideon in his mind said, you know, how many times that God told you to do something, and he tell you to get in a deeper debt to do something, And you're like, I'm going backwards. Mm-hmm. But if God tell you to do something, do what God say do. Mm-hmm. He began to narrow it down. He put out a fleet for them to do. And he said, the one that left, that's the one you need to carry. Everybody who's scared, send them home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of the world is doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're scared to come to church, stay home. Because fear
bring on more trouble.
Will bring on disease you won't even realize you got.
Mm-hmm.
So Gideon began to do what God say do, and he began to divide this 300 men into three companies.
Mm-hmm.
They put a trumpet in their hands with an empty pitcher and a lamp burning within the pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
They surrounded the camp of the enemy, now 300 people, against an army that looked like grasshoppers,
mm-hmm.
that looked like a suicide mission.
Right, right.
But if God tell you to do it,
that's the power.
He would make you an unlikely hero.
Yeah.
They surrounded the camp and began to blow their trumpet, began to break the pitchers, and began to shout the sword of the Lord and Gideon. And when the enemy heard that, they ran and hid. They scattered. And God gave the Midianites to the hand of Gideon.
Wow.
I don't know who your Midianites are.
Mm.
I don't know what's holding you back from giving God all you got. I don't know what's holding you back from not letting God use you how he wants to use you, because somebody is waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
You are an unlikely hero.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is waiting on you to rescue them. You might say, I just came out of a bad marriage. I just came out of a bad relationship. I just came out of a bankruptcy. But if God has called you
mm-hmm.
to whoever he called you to,
mm-hmm.
answer the call. Forget about what your natural abilities are. Because you are a superhero. You're unlikely because of your natural ability.
Yes, right.
You're unlikely because of your natural circumstances. You're unlikely because where you were born, but you are still a superhero. And you can do, and I think David said in one of his Psalms, to allow me to run through troops and leap over walls
mm-hmm.
and make my feet like hinds' feet. Hey, glory. So God has got you where he wants you. Don't think about your circumstances being bad or your situation being bad. God got
mm-hmm.
you just where he wants you.
Mm-hmm.
You were born in the family you were born. You were born under conditions you were born because God planned it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't decide which family to be born in.
Right, exactly.
How dare we think that we had control over that?
Mm-hmm.
God decided which nation you're going to be born in.
Mm-hmm.
What family you're going to be born in, what time you're going to be born in, all these things God had prepared. John Lewis was designed to be born when he was. He was the youngest speaker when Dr. Martin Luther King speak on in Washington. He was able to do and change people's heart from both sides of Congress. And everybody had to respect him because he was the same no matter what. He was an unlikely hero.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they got to build a mural down in Atlanta. And you know what it says?
Mm-hmm.
Hero.
Mm-hmm.
He was unlikely when he first started out.
Mm-hmm. Hero.
But now he's got the name above his image saying hero. And whoever you are tonight listening to this message, you got a name above yours. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Yes.
And in the name of Jesus, mm-hmm. you are more than conquerors.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
You are great in the hands of God.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore your natural ability. Mm-hmm. Accept what God say you are.
Mm-hmm.
And just do what he say. Because God already worked it out. Why are we trying to figure it out? God worked it out before time began.
Mm-hmm.
He said, whom he foreknew, he did predestinate.
Already.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
Before time came, before
mm-hmm.
he scooped out time, because he lives in eternity,
mm-hmm.
and he scooped out time and placed everything in time what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of your provisions have already been bent.
mm-hmm.
It's been put in time. If you look at God and see the essence of who we are,
mm-hmm.
and he's your daddy,
mm-hmm.
and you have a part of him living in you, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And so you are a superhero.
Superhero.
You may not have a cape on.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have an S on your chest.
Mm.
You might be wearing some glasses like Clark Kent.
Mm.
But you tell the devil, don't mess with me.
Mm.
I'll take these glasses off and find me a phone booth. Because I am a superhero.
Superhero.
That's who
mm.
you are.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Butterfield, for that word. Unlikely. Hero, and he was coming from Judges, the 6th chapter, and he began with the verse 11 through 16, and I believe that there is someone out there that is dealing with the fact of not feeling like you measure up, and so this word is directed to you. That you are a hero, and not only a hero, but a super hero. And so we just give God glory and give him praise for this word on tonight. Ignore your natural abilities. There are certain things that abilities that we have. I can recall that my cousin, my dad's nephew, I don't know what he was to me, my dad's nephew, he was a crippled person. He limped. And when the march, I was a teenager, so I remember this very well, the Selma march. But that my cousin lived down in Lock 5, where I'm from. But he got on the road and started walking. And he walked to Selma and marched on that bridge. A lot of our family people down there did the same. But I'm talking about him because he was the one unlikely to do that, you know, because the other folks had cars and driving down. He wanted to walk it, and he did. He walked it, and, you know, and he lived to tell about it. And so, and I'm a witness. I lived to tell about the marches. I was in them, and so it wasn't a pretty picture. The only reason why I didn't go to jail is because it wasn't really my age. It was my size, and they thought I was younger than what I was. And Bishop Ruth, both of us and my brothers, we was all in it. The people were there to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were there to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all wanna take us to jail, we gonna march. We going downtown. They wasn't going to allow us to go downtown. So those that went over that barricade, they took them to jail. But we youngsters, they would pull us back, you know, and then tear gas the building, the church, so that when you go in, you ain't really got nowhere to go because they have all the tear gas. But when I was looking at John Lewis, and I was thinking about his life when Pastor Butterfield was talking about him, let me tell you, even though it may have been a little rough or whatever, he had a mission.
Yeah.
He had a call.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a call and a mission, let me tell you, you're going to do it no matter what,
mm-hmm.
because they got beat up a lot. They got beat up a lot. But I want those of you that are out there tonight, I want you to press 1 on your phone, and we will bring you live on the air to talk with Pastor Butterfield, or if you have a question or you want prayer, or you want to just elaborate on the word tonight, just press 1 on the phone, on your phone, and we will bring you live on the air to share with us on tonight. We are so happy that you have tuned in, and we give God glory and give him honor for just allowing us to hear this word on tonight from Pastor Butterfield. It was truly a blessed word, and I want us to continue to think about ignoring our natural ability. We see that we have 1 in Q, and your first 3 numbers is 404, and the last 4 numbers is 3588, and you are now live on the air, caller.
Hello. Thank you for the word. This week was kind of rough for me because it was my first official week in the building at my new job, new school district. So it was a lot on me this week. So this word was really encouraging me because there was time when I kind of felt like I didn't fit in, like I didn't belong there, and like I really wasn't accepted the way I felt like I should. And I kept comparing them to my old job, like, they not acting like these people, and I want to go back to my old job. So this just really encouraged me because I know I am a superhero in spite of how I feel, and that I am equipped with what I need to do what I've been called there to do. But I did go through a lot of little changes this week, but it got better each day. And so I'm just looking forward to get better. I just got to accept, you know, change. I mean, change is different, and I got to be willing to accept the change and just go through the process. So keep me in prayer as I go through this process.
Thank you. Yes,
you're welcome.
Thank you so much. So much for calling in. Amen. And yes, and what Pastor Butterfield was saying, and I see that you got that word, is ignore your natural ability. You can't pay a lot of attention to how people treat you or how things are going on around you, and accept what God has said to you or said about you. And you know you're a royal priesthood, a person. Amen. And the other thing that he talked about was do what God said. So we have to know that whatever it is we're doing what God said to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, we have to keep it moving. We can't stop. We got to keep it moving.
Amen.
So we really want to hear from some more of you out there. So press 1 on your phone. Thank you, caller, for calling
Amen.
In.
Thank you so much
for your testimony.
Yes.
We are so, so men and women and are receiving the word of God through this broadcast and through this media. We are so glad that we have men and women that don't take it lightly to share the word on this broadcast.
Amen.
And then we have those that will open up and share their testimonies and ask for prayer and all of that. And we just want to give God glory and give him praise for what he is doing, because even at a later date, somebody will hear this word and be delivered and set free. So we want to encourage you tonight, if you're not born again, we're asking you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then you will not be just a hero, but you will be a superhero. So we just thank God for Pastor Butterfield bringing forth this word on tonight, and we give God all the glory and all the praise for it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you all so much for everything, and we thank God for you. Just tell your neighbors every Saturday night at 8 p.m. to dial 917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.
Have a great night.